Hey, it's time to take a break with Gene and Mary every weekday at noon Eastern Time. Join us as we talk about what's on our minds. Email us at contactgeneandmary@gmail.com or interact with us on Facebook for your chance to win a free gift every week.
Every week?
Every week, yeah. Just say like, say comment, say something. Share, even, if we can catch you doing that. Put you in the drawing for a free gift. Free! And they're cool gifts. Send it to you. Where can we send it to, Mary?
All over the world. If you have a postal address, we can get it to you through the postal service. We will mail it to you.
Yeah.
All over the world.
Free.
Free, free, free! Free, 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 free.
Now, I know we have a warning here coming up. I feel it. I feel it.
Oh, man. All right.
Well,
noisy.
We had a little warning there.
Here we go. You just don't know what's going to happen with the Gene and Mary show, because we could have jocularity. We could have some extra noise. We could have increased knowledge. And that's what we plan on doing in the next 15 minutes. Actually, the next 13 minutes, probably. Sharing some knowledge. We're going to drop some knowledge on you. Starting with a word of the day.
Oh, yes, please.
The word of the day is studio.
Studio.
Studio is an artist's or worker's workroom.
Okay.
It can be for the purpose of acting, architecture, painting, pottery, sculpture, origami, woodworking, scrapbooking, photography, graphic design, filmmaking, animation, industrial design, radio or television production, broadcasting, or the making of music.
Yeah.
And you could use it for just about anything. And, you know, I've always wondered about why they call them studio apartments. Do you know why that is?
Well, my vision was, when I lived in one, was just I slept on the couch and it was all one room, was that that's just where I worked, but I stayed there.
But, well, they're called, you know, it's basically one room, a bathroom and a kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
Typically an open space, not a lot of walls. And sometimes it's difficult to fit your life into your entire life into a very small rectangular space. But studio apartment living can be made easy. I would say that when Curtis and I, we had a regular apartment, it had walls. But it can be a challenge. And your living room and bedroom are combined. But when you're young, a lot of people live and, I will tell you, when I was, I was never a young person. It seems like I ended up leaving high school. 6 months later, I got married. But a lot of people that I know who are like young bachelors, especially in college kids, they will eat over the sink because they don't want to make any crumbs anywhere. I know a married couple that eats over their freezer right next to their, they have a chest freezer. They eat on that right next to their kitchen because they don't have a dining table. So, you know, everybody does what works for them.
Sure. Yeah, I haven't sat at the dining table in my home as a rule for many, many years, like since I can remember.
Well, I can remember when Curtis and I first started life together, we often ate at our computers. We had a table the size of the one that you have, that I have in my studio, which I have a place that is perfect for me. It's just a small little office, and it's got a 6-foot table. I've got two monitors, my laptop and my monitor and a keyboard. So it looks like I've got two computers on it, plus an abundance of other junk that's just there. However, my point is, there was a time when Curtis and I shared this same space, and we had desktop computers with the, desktop monitor. The computers were on the floor.
Sure.
Monitor. He was on one side, I was on the other side, and we shared this space.
Each computer takes up 4 square feet.
Yeah, felt like it.
You know?
And we often ate at our computers because we brought home our work from work.
Sure.
And sometimes we would watch television while we were working on the computer, and we did it all in one tiny little space. And I know my sons have done that. When they were single men and lived alone, they would eat either at the kitchen table or not at the kitchen table. They never had one. But after a point in time, Curtis and I started living in larger places, larger spaces. And we inherited a beautiful cherry wood table from his grandparents. And I said, it was funny. I said, I really want to eat on that table. It's so beautiful. But it's the kind of old-fashioned table with a leaf or two for mm-hmm. big families. And then it has the padded table cover that comes out over the table that matches the size and shape. We keep a tablecloth over it because the table padding is not very pretty. And then we eat on placemats on top of the tablecloth because we don't want to have to keep pulling up the tablecloth frequently to wash it.
Sure.
So we've got the placemats that we can constantly remove. So we're not, I can't really see the table, but I know how beautiful it is.
Sure, sure.
And I want to keep it beautiful so we don't eat on the actual wood part. But since we got that, I told Curtis, I said, let's eat at the table as like a family. Even though there's only two of us, let's make mealtime more of a sacred time, mm-hmm. a very special time. And I even worked that into my calendar with Be Unique, that after 6 o'clock at night, I'm with my family. And it doesn't matter how big my family is, it's important that I take time for dinner. Sure. Mealtime is important to us.
Yeah, balance.
And that was something I had to explain to my grandson when he was visiting. He finished eating, he jumped up and walked away. And I said, excuse me, sir, we're still eating. He said, but I'm finished. I said, that doesn't mean dinner time is over. So we had a conversation with him about the communion of a meal and how important it is to share that space and time with your elders. But if you want to be excused, all you have to do is say, may I please be excused. You don't just jump up from the table and run away.
Right, right.
So we segued away from what I was really wanting to talk about, which is the studio of our dreams. What would you do? What will you do? What is your envisioning? Back up. Mary knows words, and she knows how to use them. I will prove it to you. What is your vision for the Be Unique recording studio?
Well, I think it should be comfortable and state-of-the-art and available for at a reduced cost to anybody who needs a good studio space. I think we can use it, the use cost, to help support the Be Unique magazine, since we're all nonprofit and everybody's a volunteer and we want to grow it bigger. And personally, when I go into the studio to record, my vision is to have myself a nice big armchair of some sort I can be comfortable at, you know, maybe be able to have a space around me that's got all my things I like, some crystals and some incense and all the things that make me feel comfortable, and maybe some binaural beats below the sound of the microphone, and just really make it a whole studio. But also be able to go like the one you talked about earlier, Mary, that I guess it would be a commercial studio.
A commercial radio studio, yeah.
With the microphones lined up,
hanging from the ceiling and on swivel arms so you can move. And the reason I say that is, and I'm going to give a shout out here to Sita Begee. She
Sita and Friends
has a show called Sita and Friends in Coco. She's online. She's also on AM and FM radio, actual radio show stations.
Several stations, yeah.
And if you just look up Sita and Friends, you'll find her. But she invited Be Unique as well as Green Gables. That's how we met the ladies from Green Gables. A couple years back, she invited us to come be guests on her show. And I walked in, and she has like really nice office chairs, similar to the one I have in my home studio. And it's in a semi-circle table. And there are, I think, 6 microphones and headsets that come down from their anchor in the ceiling. And you can adjust them. It doesn't matter how tall you are, how short you may be.
Any direction.
And you can carry those microphones. You can lean back in the chairs. You can lean forward. And you just move the microphone with you. They move soundlessly and very easily. And then Sita is on her mic or her own unique set. And then there's a guy running the studio in the background. And he gives us our, you know, 3-minute warning or 2-minute warning. And Sita always wraps the show up. Very nice segue, similar to the way you always end our shows, because you have a very nice way of wrapping them up and segueing from a thought into an exit. But I would love to have something like that. And definitely climate controlled. I want an on-the-air warning. In fact, we have this in my home studio, and I failed to implement it this morning.
You mean setting off the smoke alarm?
No. We didn't do that. No, I typically take the cat's carpet. I have a special little carpet my cat lies on in my office, and I usually put it outside my door, close the door, and then I turn on one of the hall lights. It's very dim, and I turn on the hall lights, and then we're set to go. But I forgot to do that. And so that might explain why one of our shows has some banging and slamming around. My husband probably got a little irritated when he realized that we were recording and I had failed to tell him. You got to follow protocol. Got to have these procedures and rituals in place sometimes.
Yeah. You know, and I was sitting here thinking too that one of the things that would be nice is, I remember she had in that studio, and I've heard in studios they have a speaker, so you can hear, you can turn it up and hear in the studio without it feeding into the feed. If you know, and so that
nice.
Is an option. So I think that would be pretty cool. But I don't know. We do okay. One of the things about being a digital magazine, everything we do, even at the radio, is all done digitally. And so it's all kinds of different options. I've got a microphone that is on a string, and I can take it wherever I go. We've been experimenting. So we've had some.
Actually, I think what you've got would be considered a lavalier.
A lavalier?
Because you can connect it to you can clip it to your shirt if you wanted to.
Yeah. Is it working?
Yes. Hello. It seems to be working.
Okay.
Gene's tapping on his microphone just to annoy our listeners.
Oh no, I just was wanting to see, because I usually can look and see if my voice marks the, you know, if
X
my voice
marks
says
the
anything.
Spot. Well, let's roll over here, go to the end of our recording, and now you can see it as we go. This is me talking.
You or me?
Oh, you see, there's you right
there.
There
I am. How cool. See, that's what how fun would that be to have a big monitor on the wall with all that?
That shows our sound.
Yeah, with
waves.
Graphs and things spiking and all that. It would be pretty fun.
That would be fun.
Make it like a Pong game.
Well, we could do that when we have our studio. We can have some of our digital voice signs, sound waves, have them printed out.
Mm-hmm.
We can always do a screenshot of something and print it out and hang it on the wall.
That would be fun.
And you know what I want it to say? I want it to, because it's very neat if you watch toward the end of the show. We've got about a minute, which is just barely time for Gene to do this. And when I spell Be Unique, you'll understand what I'm talking about. So go ahead and wrap us up out of here, Gene.
Okay. Well, in that case, we're happy you chose to take a break with us today. And look forward to hearing from you online. Visit beunique.org, please, for details about all of our great shows.
That's BUNEKE.org.
Bye, everybody.